airport. Connection's good.
Recording?
Recording.
Talent ready?
Talent is ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Local Edge Radio. This is Local Edge Radio, the show focusing on what matters to you here in Western North Carolina, from politics to entertainment. To get in on the show, call 252-4348. That's 252-4348. Now, Blake and Leslie.
Welcome back to Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie here on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk, and we're broadcasting live from the Harvest Farms Organic Studios. And this hour is sponsored by our good friends on Biltmore Avenue. It's Mamacitas and Mo Daddies. There's a reason that Mamacitas continuously gets voted the best burrito in Western North Carolina. They use only the freshest ingredients, burritos made to order, quesadillas and fish tacos, too. And then Mo Daddy's just pushing out a great live music calendar every single week. And a late night menu with fried chicken and waffles, one of Jim's personal favorites from midnight and beyond. So it's Mamacitas and Mo Daddy's on Biltmore Avenue, right there beside the orange peel. And when you go in, be sure you thank them for their support of local progressive talk radio. Well, it's Monday. The skies are dark. It's raining heavily. It's time for that segment we all look forward to, The Voice of Beer with Opus from the Thirsty Monk.
It's lovely to be here.
It feels
holy in here.
It does. It's kind of a dreary day, Opus, but
I brought some sunshine.
That's right. It's now shining bright here in the tiny progressive studio because Opus has brought some beer for us to taste. Welcome back to Local Edge Radio, Opus.
Thanks for having me back. We're having some beers back that we've had before. We have some breweries back that we've had before.
Ooh, I look forward to hearing about it. Before we start, I do need to tell you I was at a remote on Friday, and listener Ted, if Ted's out there listening, hello, Ted, pulled up and said, I live in Barnesville, but I listen to you after I get off work, and I love the Voice of Beer segment with Opus.
Hearing
about beer. And he says, and I want to come join you, but I got to drive back to Burnsville, and I just can't do that.
Well, hopefully he's having a beer right now.
Maybe he is. But there's a lot of folks out there listening. I know you said that you've had some people walk up to you at the Monk and tell you they're listening to this segment.
Yeah, I'm surprised. People I'd never seen before came into the South Pub, and I was serving them. They're like, I recognize your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You make me thirsty every Monday.
Mm, wow. See, nobody has recognized my voice yet. In due time, my friend. In due time. Just give me a couple more years. But Opus, the Thirsty Monk, continues to grow. And I was at a restaurant last night, I was telling you, and I ordered a Delirium because I tasted it with you here on the show, a very different Belgian beer. I remembered so much about it. It's just one of those things that you've expanded now. You know, my possibilities as far as beers I will order when I go into some of our local establishments.
That's all we're asking, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. Try something new.
So what have you brought for us today? And Jim, would you like to taste today?
Yes, I would.
Because I did get an email after I said something about the tiny styrofoam cup, and they said, please don't let Jim use styrofoam. It's bad for the landfills.
I have a clear plastic loose.
No more styrofoam for Jim.
I was going to say it's bad for the beer, and I said that.
That so. Too. Surely it's bad for the beer. So we got Jim a glass today. So Jim will be tasting beer with a glass.
Clean glass. Thank you. Yeah, that's very nice.
We'll just put some opaque paper around it.
So you've got a Highland beer there, right?
We've got Highland's new seasonal beer. This is called Little Hump.
Little Hump.
And that's because there's a mountain called Little Hump.
Where is Little Hump? I know Little Hump.
It's got to be somewhere near here.
I'm from here, and I've never heard of Little Hump.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well, I think it's. I'm pretty sure it's part of the
If
the
anybody
whole
out
Appalachian
there has ever heard of Little Hump Mountain, Black. Please call in 252-4348. I want to know where it is.
Maybe it's a trail.
Okay. Or a road, a dirt road. Maybe it's
a dirt road. But it's also a beer.
Okay. Well, yes, it is a beer.
It's Highland's new seasonal beer. It's very light, very crisp. Well, let's just drink it.
Oh, let's do.
I brought some by because It's their new seasonal. It's replacing their last year's, which is Black Mountain Bitter, which that's a mountain you've heard of?
No.
Oh.
Black Mountain?
Black Mountain.
Oh, yes, Black Mountain.
See? These are all real places.
I was just thinking about Jim ordering this beer in a restaurant.
It's really fun to order, actually.
Oh, I bet. I'll take two little humps.
And it's great because, you know, the ladies actually like this beer because it's
Jim,
it's
you got to open up the phone lines to see if anybody's ever heard of this mountain. If you've ever heard of Little Hump Mountain, Opus claims there's a mountain somewhere
they're
around
open.
Here. 252-4348 is the number. Opus might just be spinning yarns. What do you think?
Nice book.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, Jim just used a fancy word.
Yeah.
He said nice bouquet.
I'm getting one with the glass. I don't normally get
Jim, where'd you learn the word bouquet?
The styrofoam.
Where'd you learn bouquet?
That's actually, it's a wine term, am I right?
Wine and beer, it works together. And you're smelling those wonderful piney hops.
Really, it's very nice.
I'm going to start saying that.
Nice. Go ahead.
Nice bouquet.
It's got a wonderful bouquet.
Now, when I smell this, there's the aroma of a... Is that citrus or what is that? It's
That's the citrusy, grapefruity smell that you get with some nice fresh hops.
Okay, it's grapefruity.
And I would suspect that they probably hopped towards the end of the beer here so that mostly got more of the aroma of the hops than the bitterness. Because if you taste it, it's got this really, really bright bouquet.
Now, I didn't understand that. So you can choose when you hop?
Oh, yeah. You can.
Okay.
There's
multiple.
Many times you can hop.
There's multiple hop points.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, explain that, Opus.
Well, there's beers that, like IPAs and double IPAs, and that are brewed with hops basically throughout the entire process. Like you're cooking from the start with hops. You boil the hops. You throw some in after the boil. Sometimes you throw some in after the fermentation. The more you cook with them, the more bitter and citrusy the beer is going to taste.
Okay.
But if you can play with them and you can actually just kind of dunk them in for a little bit towards the end or towards the beginning, and the less you use them, the more the aroma of the hops just comes through in the beer and it doesn't taste as bitter.
Well, now this tastes very different than anything else I've tasted from Highland.
I would agree. Yeah, this is a new direction from them, we've actually been seeing some really nice direction from them ever since they added a little tiny brew system to the brewery because it's a. I think
so
they have like
make
a three
batches?
Or five barrel system. So they, the brewers, everyone working there is just getting super excited about making these new experimental batches. I mean, not that they're not excited about, you know, making the regular standards, you know, Gaelic and Mocha Porter. But this is a chance for them to shine. Like they can really experiment and make some new and interesting things. We had like a Dunkelweiss from them. They made a coffee porter that I heard was absolutely stunning, but I didn't get to try.
Sounds like an interesting combination.
And most recently for the Charlie Papazian event, there was a Saison on, which was very nice.
Well, let's talk about Charlie. I'm glad you mentioned that because last time you were here, last Monday, Charlie was starting his week and his tour around Asheville. So tell us about some of the interactions you had with Charlie.
Well, he gave a wonderful speech. I was at the event that was hosted by the North Carolina Brewers Guild, and he gave a wonderful talk about Asheville and different forms of beer. And it's really funny because I was kind of relating. He was very emphasizing on different guilds, beer and brewers guilds in different states. And I was kind of equating that to unions, like different unions. It's kind of a really good way to get the beer, the brewer's voice heard and the beer drinkers, their voice heard just from these.
We have craft
guilds
up here in the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
When craft
we have,
guilds.
And we have a brewer's guild.
Do we?
North Carolina Brewers Alliance, I believe it's called, or North Carolina Brewers Guild. Which it's weird because, North Carolina has almost 100%, membership from like pretty much every brewer is a member of it.
Well, these guys as a combined group a collective group, I guess I should say, have a lot of economic power in this new economy, as in they've done it themselves.
Yeah.
And just created it as they've gone along, starting with Holland and all the others. And I've just kind of stood back and marveled at it. I'm constantly proud that it's happened here in Asheville, and then have, you know, so many other businesses crop up around what's going on in the breweries, and being able to employ some young people too.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's a good thing too.
Brewers are getting younger and younger.
Mm-hmm.
It's really crazy. It's like usually you expect like these old guys with long beards and gray hair, but they're young kids now with tattoos and.
Talking about beards, do you think we should go back on our campaign of Beard City USA? Because Leslie and I tried this last year when we didn't really know about Beer City USA, but do you think we could maybe campaign for Beard City USA?
I think we should try for as many of the beers as possible. We should try for – we need to get Beer City again this year. And Beard City, we might as well. But
oh,
I think
we had the two.
I think we should go for like Beard, BERED, like all the beard up people here.
Is there such a word?
Sure, okay. I just made it up.
Okay, Beard City USA, it is. Well, Opus, this is a nice one. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna give Jim oxygen because that first beer really affected him, and. Then we're going to see if he can man the controls, and we're going to come back from a break. It's Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie on 880 The Revolution. Listen up. We got more with Opus. We still have another beer to taste.
This is Local Edge Radio.
Welcome back to Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie here on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk. We're spending some time with Opus from the Thirsty Monk for the Voice of Beer. We've already tested Highlands Little Hump.
Little Hump. Yes.
Little Hump. Beer.
Which I found out was an active volcano in the
around
in the
here?
Appalachian.
Opus, come on. First it was a mountain I've never heard of. Now it's an active volcano. And by the way, Jim, Bigfoot lives there.
The animal planet
is coming down tomorrow, so Opus can take him around. Opus, okay. It's an active volcano. Obviously it's dormant here in the
Yeah, it's been quiet for a while.
Okay. So Highlands Little Hump, a great beer. Now, tell us real fast, they will be bottling this, and you said it's a seasonal beer?
It's Highlands' current seasonal beer, and you can pretty much get it everywhere now. There's their past seasonal was Seven Sisters, and this is going to be their new end-of-winter beer. Let's get ready for spring and summer, which is, other than today, has been held up to be pretty true. It's like everyone's been getting really tired of stouts and porters and Scotch ales, and I don't know why, but they've been looking for something lighter and more summery festive.
Okay. And going into spring. No more snow.
Exactly.
A little lighter, crisper. I like it. So is that the case with the second beer that you brought? You haven't brought us anything heavy, have you, Opus?
Well, actually, I brought something heavy but light at the same time.
Is that possible?
It's dark and light.
Okay.
And this is the Stillwater artisanal ales, and I've talked about them before. This is based out of Maryland, but the brewer is a gypsy. He doesn't have his own brewery.
Oh, that's right. He just travels around,
he travels around to all different places, and he met up with another gypsy brewer called McKellar that is loosely based out of Denmark, but again, they travel to Belgium and Italy and different countries and brew there. So the two brewers got together and made this fantastic beer, which I couldn't bring because we don't have bottles of it. That's only on draft downtown. But I bought one of the Stillwater beers, the latest, the existent.
So remind me the story of the Gypsy Brewer. So he travels around in a beat up van and he goes to other breweries and just like brews batches of his beer at other people's breweries, right?
Yeah, yeah. He goes
fascinating.
He's accepted by their grace and he shows up to breweries all around the world.
Says, I'm the Gypsy, I'm here, let me brew some beer.
Yep, and they work with him or just give him access to the brewery. And
immediately
he
labels that as Stillwater?
Yeah, yeah. It's branded under his brewery.
Do the companies and the breweries know he's coming, or does he just show up one day up and said, hey, the Gypsy's here, we got to change plans for the next 6 months?
I would like to think that he just shows up on the doorstep, and
I mean that would be the true Gypsy way, right?
That would be the true Gypsy way, and that would be very romantic and kind of fit in with his ideal. But
what does he do with all his money? Does he just give it to charities? I mean, you would think that would be another thing that he would have no use for material.
Well, I'm not sure how much money he's making, but he's because his beers are very few and far between and very rare. And you really can't find, you can't find a draft practically anywhere. So he doesn't seem like he sells much beer. So
does he tell you the source opus of where he actually brewed it from as he travels around? I mean, I know he labels it Stillwater.
Usually, yeah. Usually he'll say that he was at like this brewery in Belgium and he brewed it there. But sometimes you have to really dig and find out. The Stillwater McKellar combination, I'm not sure where they brewed it up. I was trying to find out, and it's a mystery where that was brewed. So if any know, probably somewhere in Little Hump.
Just don't drink the one the Gypsy brewed in Amsterdam. Who knows what it would be like?
Well, you know.
Are you ready to taste it?
Let's taste it. We need to finish this Little Hump.
Oh, I finished my Little Hump.
Okay.
Hey, I mean, is there any way to even say that name without?
I don't know. You get a wry smile out of it.
Oh, it's darker.
It's darker, but this is this brewer makes pretty much one's. I wouldn't call it a style, but he likes to do the saison styles of beer, and a true saison style is basically whatever ingredients are available you brew with.
Is that his picture on the?
No, this is a picture of Nietzsche.
Okay,
because it's a existent. This is a philosophical beer.
The Gypsy has never been pictured, never been photographed, Jim. That's a big no-no.
Okay.
No, he's rare and elusive, and he doesn't like to categorize his beers because he likes you to basically think for yourself, come up with the flavors yourself.
I don't know, Opus, about that one.
Oh my.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I like the really interesting stuff, but it's like I'm getting like this little hints of dark chocolate. But it's still like very light, and pretty easy to drink.
I don't know what I'm getting. Are you getting some charcoal?
Yeah.
It's like
an outdoorsy. Yeah, I like it.
Drinking a little charcoal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for
The palate.
Cold weather beer.
It's funny because before I came here, I was downtown tasting what we have on draft, and we have a campfire beer on draft. It's a smoked beer, and if you think this tastes like charcoal, you got to wait until you taste one of our smoked beers. I mean, it's like smoked bacon.
Interesting taste. It's just not one of my favorites. I've tasted.
I like the first one.
I'll be honest. Don't mean to, talk bad about the Gypsy. I'm sure the Gypsy is doing an excellent job brewing beers on the fly.
I'm Alice.
But I'm sure. Well, wait a second, Opus. He starts a batch and then he goes somewhere else and then comes back, right? Because it takes a while. The Gypsy just can't stay in one place. I'm sure he revisits the place.
You know, he probably sits down with the fermentation tanks and just camps underneath them, waiting for it to ferment.
Oh, Opus, this would be a great TV movie if this were true.
Yeah, I think we need to follow him around with a camera on the Discovery Channel.
So are both of these beers available at the Thirsty Monk?
Both of them are available on draft right now. The Highland Little Hump, like I said, you can get really, really anywhere right now. But Existent and the McKellar combination are on draft right now.
That Stillwater's weird, Opus.
He goes for weird. Weird is what he wants.
He's accomplished it. Maybe that could just be the commercial. Stillwater, weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just different. It's a different taste. You're right. A little charcoal, a little dark chocolate, a little wood varnish, a little something in there.
The little, maybe a little shoe haystack taste kind of
something thing. Like that.
I like it.
Yeah.
I do like it.
This is stuff that beer geeks go crazy for.
Really?
Oh yeah. They love the off tasting, the weird the flavors that you have to basically, you know, go to an encyclopedia or go to your thesaurus to look up and try to describe it.
Well, this guy's got an interesting story. I mean, that's a totally different approach to brewing beers under a label and traveling around. I haven't heard any other operation
He likes to say that, you know, he could invest, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars in building a little brewery and then staying put. But then your experience just, there's no way to add to your experience there because the way he does it, he goes to all the brewers and all these breweries and meets with them and talks about them and finds like new ways of doing things and new ingredients.
And what would he do with his VW van? He couldn't just sit there in the driveway. And so let's talk about the Monk a little bit. Big week last week having Charlie in town. I congratulate you on all that. I know you guys were real, you know, integral in that process as far as him making the round. So, but the work out south. How's it going as far as the nano brewery?
Well, I just want to say we didn't really it's not just the Thirsty Monk that brought Charlie to town. It's everyone out
well,
there.
Well, that's what I meant. I mean, you were part of it.
Oh, everyone was part of it. Everyone listening.
See,
was...
look how Opus is so honest. I love it. Opus is the most honest bartender on Local Edge Radio. I'll say it right now.
Except for that little hump.
He's very honest.
He might have twisted okay.
Let me rephrase that.
He was
Opus the Thirsty Monk had no part in bringing Charlie to Asheville.
There you go.
But going forward, Opus, I know it was big for everyone to have Charlie in town.
Oh yeah, it was super huge, and it really was just everyone in Asheville who kept emailing him and saying, "When are you coming to Asheville?" So
that works.
The reason he came was so he would stop getting emails.
Yeah. His email box was so full. He's like, I got to quit this. I
stop bugging me. I'll come here.
So that's good. And then you said the work on the nano brewery continues.
We just got our equipment. We got our brewing vessels and our fermentation tanks, and they are absolutely beautiful. They just gleam in the fluorescent light of the kitchen. And we're so looking forward to doing a little construction and then getting up online.
I'm liking this a little bit better, Opus, as I
it grows
drink
on
it.
You. It grows
it's
on,
growing
you.
On me.
And it's good.
The gypsy
the aftertaste
thing.
Is
the
great.
Gypsy thing's growing on me.
I think the 7.4% is
oh,
also
is that what it is?
Me too.
Just getting easier to take. Just give me some more. So that's the work going on in South Asheville at Gerber Village right there. That's the south location of the Thirsty right. Monk. And then downtown, with this weather, it's almost time just to open up the deck every night out there at the Monk. Were you able to open up this weekend?
Yes, and I was just there. We just opened up today, and hopefully the deck will get washed off with all the rain. But we've got some surprises for downtown coming up, too. We're going to be doing a little more construction and hopefully working on increasing our capacity.
Okay.
Because right now we can only fit 100 people in the entire bar, upstairs and downstairs. So
okay.
We're,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, we're a pretty big bar for that little people. So we're working on some sneaky ways. Well, not sneaky, but we're working on some ways to with all the building inspectors to increase our capacity.
We love our building inspectors.
Oh, absolutely.
Opus, for those that don't know, downstairs at the downtown location is all Belgian beers.
All Belgian and Belgian style.
And Belgian style.
We've got this... two of the Stillwaters on right now, and obviously he's of no country of origin, so we can't really say that he's from Belgium.
Yeah, he has no passport. No citizenship anywhere. He's just a floater, Jim.
Exactly.
You could be the Gypsy Brewer.
Vagabond.
Jim could be the Gypsy Brewer. I think he looks something like Jim. I'm just guessing.
It's possible.
He's very quiet about it. Don't stay anywhere too long.
But just to be able to sit down there, and of course you guys offered the flights of beer, and just you know, be able to taste a lot of those Belgian beers. That was what was so nice when we were there.
Yeah, it's a really great way to taste everything we have on tap.
Well, how warm does it need to be before you open up the outside section there? Is it 60 degrees or something like that? You wait for it to warm up to?
I think it's usually the bartender's discretion.
Okay.
But usually as long as it's
you don't wanna,
comfy out.
Yeah, you don't want to, 45. You're not gonna...
I would. if I were working, I'd open it up when it's 40 out. When it's snowing, I mean, who wouldn't enjoy a nice stout while it's crisp and chilly inside? Bring your sweater.
Well, Opus, thanks so much for joining us today. Next time I have the guys from Chi Running on the show. So I'm going to have to run all this off.
Opus. Oh, wow. And you're going to be running in the studio?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, that defeats my plan because we're planning a beer dinner soon, and I was going to bring in some food for our...
When?
It's going to be mid-March, March 15th.
That can be the plan.
Okay.
Bring it in. That can be the plan. Or throw off my Chi Running.
We're doing a dinner with Highland Beer, and I was going to bring in some food and some more Highland Beer for you.
Opus, food is always welcome here in the Tiny Progressive Studio. We don't get paid, so we have to look for basic goods like pay my heating bill, give me some food, can I have some of that water? So that's what we look for here in the Progressive Studio. As you can see through the glass, massage chairs, humidifiers, multiple televisions on Fox News, and had just a 24/7 broadcast of Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. It's crazy over there, but here we think for ourselves.
Well, we brought you some really nice beers.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. When all else fails, drink good beer.
And I see them coveting the beer every week.
I do. Matt, yeah, he looked over here just a second ago. All right, folks, so check it out at monkpub.com. That's the Thirsty Monk online. The downtown location, the south location in Gerber Village. We'll be letting all our listeners know soon about when we're going to have the 880 The Revolution Local Edge Radio Pint Night at the Thirsty Monk. We'll be starting with the south location. Opus, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, stay tuned for more Local Edge Radio as Jeff from Chi Running comes on here and makes fun of my body fat.